Lively Stones Meditations for 5th November 2023. The Remnant of Jacob. Reading from Micah chapter 5 verse 7. Then the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many peoples, like dew from the Lord, like showers on the grass that tarry for no man, nor wait for the sons of men. What do we mean by the remnant of Jacob? A thing that is in the midst like the dew from the Lord. Our belief is that this refers to the Holy Spirit and that the remnant, a group of God's people who will always be, no matter what may betide, will be or not be according to their holding to the Holy Spirit of the Lord God Almighty. Make no mistake, there will always be a remnant. It is whether or not you or I will be in that company that is the issue at stake here. If we look at what Micah is saying in chapter 5, he is referring to the coming Messiah and a judgment on Israel. And we mean spiritual Israel, the Lord's chosen. This seems to be particularly relevant in these present times with what is dominating the world news. We do not wish to comment on that at this time, as this is a sensitive subject that inflames attitudes on every side. We shall thus always stick to Scripture. You will see from the reading later that Micah makes plain what our Lord's intention is. He will cut off your horses from your midst and destroy your chariots. Horses represent our flesh nature, that part of us that would go the way of our choosing. And the chariot is the place of controlling that creature, the saddle on the beast, if you will. Our God will destroy that control and seek to restore us to his favour. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. The remnant of Jacob, and this is Jacob before he became Israel, are his people who have yet to wrestle with the Lord, or rather must wrestle with him to get to that greater revelation of his presence within. It is the call to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. We can see that Micah has laid out for us exactly what our Lord will do to bring us before him, and all that must be cast aside before we can know him in his fullness. We need his transforming power. Change us to be more like you, Lord. Show us the way. Meditate on these things. And it shall be in that day, says the Lord, that I will cut off your horses from your midst and destroy your chariots. I will cut off the cities of your land and throw down all your strongholds. I will cut off sorceries from your hand, and you shall have no soothsayers. Your carved images I will also cut off, and your sacred pillars from your midst. You shall no more worship the work of your hands. I will pluck your wooden images from your midst. Thus I will destroy your cities, and I will execute vengeance in anger and fury on the nations that have not heard. Micah chapter 5, verses 10 to 15. Prayer requires worship. Nowadays, the thing is to worship prayer. Stress is put on nights of prayer and the difficulty and cost of prayer. It is not prayer that is strenuous, but the overcoming of our own laziness. If we make the basis of prayer our effort and agony and nights of prayer, we mistake the basis of prayer. The basis of prayer is not what it costs us, but what it costs God to enable us to pray. From If You Shall Ask by Oswald Chambers.